I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Sioux City Police released a review of a use of force incident at Perkins and found officers acted within the department's policies. A video circulating on Facebook in late April showed a struggle between officers and a man who was black. A few days later, the police department released body camera footage from all officers on the scene. Investigators say the man was asked to leave the restaurant, refused, and resisted arrest. At one point, the man was pushed into a booth with an officer pointing a taser at him. Police Chief Rex Mueller met with community leaders and advocates surrounding the encounter. The Iowa Department of Public Health added 11 more deaths due to complications of COVID-19 for a total of 6,095 since the start of the pandemic. There are 73 hospitalized patients with the virus in the state. Over the last 24 hours, a dozen have been hospitalized due to COVID-19. Local numbers are no longer being released through Siouxland District Health due to a recent decline in numbers. Former Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to visit Iowa next month. He will be headlining Republican Representative Randy Feenstra's inaugural family picnic on July 16th. The event will be held from 11 until 1 p.m. at the Dean Family Classic Car Museum in Sioux Center on the 16th of July. And Highway 71 in Spirit Lake was closed this morning due to a fire at the Golden Bias Truckload Outlet Store. A post on Twitter by Dickinson County Emergency Management says people should use Highway 86 between Milford and Spirit Lake instead.